Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Greetings, listener dear! Who is that on the ship? Who is that on the ship? Sailing down your ear canal, Tom is on the ship. Who is that on the ship?
Who is that on the ship?
Sailing down your ear canal, Ben is on the ship.
Oh, who is that,
on the ship?
Who is that on the ship? Sailing down your ear canal, Matthew's on the ship. Poop, poop.
Hey. Greetings, listener dear. A lovely nursery rhyme, I thought that felt like.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous nursery rhyme, and one that I hope will be wedged in your ear canal all day. Thank you very much for opening your ear canals to us and letting us flow down the choppy seas of wax into your brain.
Absolutely right. The ship is this podcast. We are the crew at the helm, producer Emma Corsham. And in the rear of the boat, we are. I threw myself there. You don't have a rear in the boat.
We are.
You don't have a rear of the boat, do you?
Well, it's port and starboard, isn't it? Or is that different sides of the boat?
That's left and right of the boat.
Okay.
The stern.
Deck? Poop deck.
Yeah, well,
the poop.
Good. You were a little stern. Deck. Well, welcome.
The poop deck. Get your mind out the gutter. Please, listener dear.
Why is the poop deck called the poop deck, by the way?
It's where I do my shit, okay, baby. Right.
Shouldn't have asked that, really. Anyway, welcome to another episode of House Meeting, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Hope you're staying safe. And thank you very much for downloading this episode.
Yes.
It's a fun one. But before all of that, we will give you another reminder that if you haven't already joined our Patreon for $5 a month, a tiny amount of money, about £4 in real terms. Then
A pint,
exactly. Remember those? If you go to patreon.com/pappiesflatshare and join for $5 or above, then you get free bonus episodes every single day.
An episode a day.
Oh, keeps like the doctor pint. Away.
Absolutely.
Do you remember in the good old days we used to have a pint a day?
Oh.
A pint a day. All I need is a pint a day. Paul McCartney. Band on the run.
Well, anyway, thank you for joining us for this. Please recommend us to your mates. Leave a review on iTunes. Get in touch on the Patreon.
Oh, yeah. Send us an email as well. We've loved receiving emails from people who've been listening to the podcast during lockdown. They always warm our heart. Our collective... We've got one heart between the four
we've
of us.
We've got one heart.
it's why we're so tired all the time.
Exactly. We are incredibly at risk. But yes, get in touch with us. It's pappiesflatshare@gmail.com. pappiesflatshare@gmail.com. Send us an email today and tell us what you're up to. Or send us a tweet at pappiestweet on Twitter.
Cheers.
Cheers, mate.
Cheers, bruv.
Cheers, everybody. Cheers. But...
enjoy the house meeting.
In the meantime, yeah, just cheers and have a great time. And enjoy.
Cheers, bro.
Cheers, bro, and enjoy cheers, the house mate. Meeting. Bye, guys.
Oh,
bye.
God,
cheers.
He's short on blood again. Quick, get him near the heart.
I've had a thought.
I've got an issue.
I've got a question I want to ask you.
I want to talk.
I want to chat.
Okay, let's sit down and chew the fat.
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What temperature should we set the heat?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Why on earth am I always weeping?
House meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. Who wet my bed while I was sleeping?
Let's have a house meeting. Meeting.
Meeting. What's the point? Does life have a meaning?
House meeting.
I am worried, right?
Oh, Tom.
God. What a start. Oh, Jesus
no.
Christ. This is supposed to be an upbeat comedy podcast here, and you come in hot with I'm worried. Oh, Jesus. You could give me a heart attack over here.
Let me finish. I'm worried that I'm having the best time of my life.
No. How could you say that when there are people out there on the bloody breadline? You know?
No.
Let me finish. Lost their jobs.
Let me finish.
Yeah,
and it's
sure.
Making me depressed.
Oh, no.
Oh, God, now we're back to it.
What a shame.
Do you know what? This kind of... This kind of roller coaster is what people want from their podcasts, all right?
There you go.
Nobody wants the three guys chatting in a room anymore. People want that, you know, a
true
little
crime.
Bit of a twist.
It's but a true...
You want, they want true crime. They want mental health. They want grief. This is what we're talking about. Tell us why you're worried.
Do you think the big twist would be that it turns out this was a true crime podcast all along? And like it finishes with like a murder and people have to go back and listen and there's clues all the way through.
I think it'll be fairly obvious, you know, fairly obvious why the murder happened. I don't know if it's not Adnan here, it's sort of levels here.
Just ground down over time.
If one of us snaps, it'll be fairly
death,
obvious
when,
why.
When?
Death by
snaps.
A thousand cuts.
I mean, it's lucky that...
Exactly, yeah.
Did you say cuts?
Death by three cuts.
Three massive cuts.
So go on. Sorry, Tom. I very rudely interrupted you for
not
sport.
Not at all. Please continue to.
You don't have to ask me, mate. I'm going to keep doing it. You've listened to previous episodes, haven't you? You've listened for the clues.
Oh, never listened.
Never, not a fan.
First time talker. No, long time talker. No time listener.
You have probably recorded more you definitely recorded more podcasts than you've heard, haven't you?
Oh, a million percent, like to a huge degree.
How many other podcasts
have you recorded? A million podcasts.
I would have to say a million podcasts.
A million. That's by the way. Obviously, we're doing a lot of online quizzing at the moment.
So much,
bloody hell! It's all I do now.
And of course, the million. Do you remember the 2 million pints?
Remind me about the 2 million pints, because as a phrase, it brings absolute joy to me.
So 2 million pints was the three of us were doing a pub quiz many years ago, and we had to work out how many pints were sold at, was it like a combined, the combined Reading and Leeds festivals one year?
Yeah.
So say it was, I mean, it would have been like Reading and Leeds 2004.
Yeah.
And
we panicked.
We panicked and said 2 million pints. And it was something like, I mean, you know, you can lop a couple of zeros off of that, I think. But that became very much our go-to for somebody panicking, you know, like, you know, 2 million pints.
2 million pints.
It's happening quite a lot now where there's lots of like, I love general knowledge quizzes, but the quiz question where it's like, how many, like I was asked the other day, my brother-in-law, it's his birthday, the day we're recording this. Happy birthday,
happy
Mark,
birthday.
If you're listening. And happy 42nd birthday. And he, one of his questions, we did a birthday quiz for
right.
him yesterday.
Yeah.
And one of his questions was, that he set about his, about the, you know, his own birthday, was how many people were born on the same day as me?
Whoa,
what?
Yeah.
Did you say 2 million pints?
I said 2 million pints. So I was straight for 2 million.
I mean, I don't blame you. I'd have, my head would have
two
gone.
Million pint-sized people. I had no idea. What do you reckon it might be? How many people born in 1970 on the May the 10th, 1978?
300,000.
Go on. 300,000.
12.
It's actually it's you know, Clarkie's pretty much. Nearest, it was about 300,000. Is that right? Yeah.
Well done.
350,000, basically. But how are you supposed to know that?
I was way off with 12.
Yeah, you're way off with 12.
Just thought it might have been a quiet day.
There must be days like it. Do you remember there was that?
There's got to
there
be.
There was that. I think it was in the sort of 19. Well, it couldn't have been the 30s. When was it when they said there's no news today?
There's no news, yeah. Was that real?
The Great Midwife Strike.
Yeah. Emma, have a look at that. When was No News Day? And they said there's no news and on the World Service
and
or whatever, on the radio.
Can we confirm, was it good news?
No news is good news.
Yes. Thank you, Clarkie.
No News Day.
Thank you, Clarkie. Join the dots.
I've got the result if you want it.
I'd love to know it, yeah.
April. So fairly, you know, almost What's it?
It's always the anniversary, yeah.
1930. Oh, piano music was played instead.
That's right, they played the piano instead. But I wonder if the newscaster was also the person playing the piano. Like, that's one of your skills you had to have if you were a newscaster in the 30s. Listen, how are your chopsticks?
That's because kind of the way it's gone recently. Like, one of the after effects of the time we live in is that newsreaders now have to show that they can do something else.
I thought you were going to say that's how it's gone recently, because the other day I saw George Alagaia on the Bontempi organ. But
oh, well, of course. But we all have to celebrate VE Day in different ways.
But it's a good point, isn't it? You've got to have you've got to be more of an all-round entertainer, haven't you?
So this is where I started, actually. And it's lovely that we've come round to it. Do you ever get worried?
Oh, Jesus Christ, here we go again. Tom. I thought we'd moved it on from there,
it's still too hard to hear, Tom.
Always, why does it always rain on me? Here he comes.
Like, I don't want to ruin it for any casting directors listening, but I turned 40 this year. Like, now, you know, and a lot of you out there won't believe it, but Matthew Crosby turned 40 this year.
I did. I turned 40 in February.
Holy shit.
Big news day.
In the form of your life, Crosby. You've never looked younger.
Oh, that's really kind of you. Thank you very much.
Well, no, it just meant you looked awful as a teenager.
I was the decrepit 20-something. You should have seen
really,
me.
You're really Benjamin Button this.
I am actually Benjamin Button this. Yeah, I love it.
Well, that's what I was coming to was, we're all the same kind of age, and I'm sure there's many listener dears
who... We're similar.
I'm sure there are many listener dears who are in this kind of, we're sitting into the armchair of middle age.
Between 19 and 60, we're talking here.
I don't want to kind of make assumptions about listener dear, but they ain't listening to One Extra. You know what I mean? They're not turning.
Oh, I see. They're not pop kids.
They're not turning this off and then hopping onto One Extra, are they, listener dear? Can we safely assume that about listener dear? Who's the youngest?
If you are, get in touch.
If you're the youngest listener dear, get in touch.
Okay, yeah, we can do that. We can find out. Get in touch. If you are under the age of 18, get your parents to get in touch.
Yes, exactly.
Let's keep it that way.
But like, as you settle into the armchair of middle age, like, you start to think, why didn't I get really good at something? Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you're having that kind of moment, are you? Well, like, you're sort of going, well, this is what I am now.
I looked at my wife's guitar the other day.
Oh, yeah.
And in my head, I thought, why don't you learn to play the guitar?
Why don't you learn to play the guitar?
Because then the other side of my head said, it's too late for you now.
No.
I know what you mean, though.
I know that I understand that impulse, but I reject it at every turn, because you never know what the next thing is that you're going to be possibly asked to do, or possibly just take up, and it might take you a little bit longer, but it's definitely worth doing. And also, as well, who cares? Guitar, like, the pleasure of playing an instrument is like it can be just for yourself. It's nothing more fun than getting out the guitar and going, oh, like, here's an easy pop song I can learn to play, or and just bashing out some chords, and just it's pure entertainment for yourself. But it'll keep you young. It'll make you younger.
My concern, though, is I'm like that about everything. It's not just looking at the guitar. It's literally it's cooking. It's looking at the guitar. It's playing poker. It's chess. It's painting. It's like sport. It's like, at what point? How am I not good at tennis? Like, oh, because I'm not. I don't know.
Well, also, how much? We're talking to Andy Murray here. He's just been knocked out by Federer.
Accents, not good at
go on.
This is a tough one.
You kind of go.
Let's hear Andy Murray.
Oh, I don't know if I'm up to it today.
Poor old Andy Murray.
I know what you mean, but I think there's two things going on. Firstly, you are making the thinking you're too old for things is making excuses to not throw yourself into stuff. And secondly, there's the seeing a thing and going, that's what I should be doing. And I think I understand both of those impulses, that sort of scattergun impulse. But I learned a thing sort of quite late in life.
Here we go. Sort
of only, I'm only just learning it now, but it's, if you do stick with things, you get better at them. And I know that's such a sort of such an obvious thing, but the times when I'm playing guitar all of the time, I'm able to do it better, and I enjoy it, and I get more out of it. Same with like I've taken up, I mean, a little drawing club with my family. Yeah, I don't do it enough actually. It was Charlie's idea to draw pictures with a theme for the family, and we share them on WhatsApp, and it's basically a way of entertaining our little nieces.
I love that.
But the more I've drawn, the more fun I've had, and the more I've got better at it. And it's just that thing of, you go, well, I'm not good at drawing, but how much time do I devote to it? You're not good at tennis, but how much time are you spending on the court, man?
Exactly.
This is it.
So are you going to pick a skill, Paz, and try and focus down on it this year?
No, pick a skill for 40. No, I'm not going to do actually, Clarky. So I'm just going to carry on worrying about it.
I'm going to try and do a lot of skills.
Oh,
not very well.
That's also good.
I think that's my problem. Yeah. I think
the dilettante approach. Yeah, why not? Just do a bunch of things, kind of quite badly.
Yeah, like giving everything a bit of a go. Is that a good thing to have on your gravestone?
Yeah.
He gave everything a bit of a go.
It's a weird thing to have on your gravestone.
It makes it seem like that's the reason you died.
I just, yeah.
But you know, like it's sort of like a Catherine the Great situation. He gave a few things a go: tennis, chess. He also gave fucking a horse a go. Here we are.
Cause of death, versatility.
He literally spread himself too thin.
Tom died as he lived, fucking a horse and playing a banjo. Yeah. The worst game of tennis people had ever seen.
No wonder Andy Murray sounded so sad.
Oh, I don't feel like it today. We'll remember him.
I've
by
gone
his
off tennis for some reason.
Remember him by his last words. I don't feel like it today. I don't feel like today is actually not a bad thing to have on your gravestone. I'd love to have that on the gravestone. I don't feel like it today.
Don't feel like it today.
Not today, thank you.
Not today, thank you. No milk today.
No milk today. Don't mind that.
No milk today on the gravestone. Oh, boy. So what is your long list then? What are the things you're going to do badly? What are you thinking of doing?
That's a very good question, actually. What are the things that I'd like to do badly? I've made a list.
We already know the things you already do badly. Let's put those to one side.
It's a giddy list. I mean, the giddy list.
What's on Tom's giddy list?
That's quite nice. Nice. It's a
really nice turnaround from how you started this.
Yeah, you've got a giddy list. But I think you're right, Tom, though. I think it's like a bucket list is by its nature, by its name, ominous. What do I have to do before I kick the bucket? The giddy list is, I'm just going out, I'm getting a bit giddy, I'm turning 40, I'm getting giddy, off I go. I'm
a giddy top. List.
I'm a whirling dervish.
Where did kick the bucket come from?
Where did kick the bucket come from?
There's got to be an origin there. Like, no one dies by kicking a bucket, right?
Depends what the bucket's full of. You kick a bucket of knives. Oh, boy.
If you kick a bucket of knives off a very high shelf...
He died as he lived.
Hang on. if you're kicking, that's
the reason, Tom.
It feels like you're not going to be the one dying if you kick a bucket of knives, right?
No. If you kick a bucket of knives, if the bucket of knives on a high shelf, you do one of your famous high kicks, and the bucket of knives goes straight up in the air, straight down. The bucket lands on your head, and it's like a little sort of a small Iron Maiden landing on your head.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
It was a real bucket of
what
knives.
What a way to go.
Is a nice phrase, isn't it? Like hot potato.
It's a bucket of knives.
Oh, that was a real bucket of knives you gave me there.
Or in a meeting, in a meeting when there's, you know, several of you talking, like somebody says that, you know, says the wrong thing, leads you down a path, exposes the flaw in whatever it is that you're trying to have the meeting about, then you come out of the meeting, you go, oh, thanks, you know, you really kicked the bucket of knives there.
Yeah,
that's what it should be. That's where it is. You know, you kicked that bucket of knives all over us. Swing, is this yours? Because it came out of a bucket, and it's the bucket you kicked.
Now, come on, but going into that meeting, you knew that case was a bucket of knives.
Oh, I like that as well. Yeah, yeah.
In that case, we were lawyers. Did you see that? A case. Did
you feel like we were suitcase salesmen.
Ah, right. Okay, yes. And it what, a literal suitcase of knives?
Yeah.
Knife salesman. Well, there you go. On my giddy list is to work out where the phrase kick the bucket came from.
Where the phrase kick the bucket came from. I'm going to go with, I think,
okay,
rather than the bucket of knives, I would imagine it has, not that I don't like the bucket of knives, I do. Mm. I think it might have something to do with the world of the milkmaid. Is there a, if you kick the bucket, then everything's spoiled and ruined. Like if you kick the bucket over, or if, for example, the cow kicks the bucket over,
and you're lactose intolerant, and then you melt into the pool,
you're dead,
of
mate.
Milk.
Exactly.
I'm melting.
Oh yeah.
I think that, but that doesn't seem like it's about death, though.
No, that feels like
it's about
a good
thing.
Reason. Yeah,
and also it sounds a bit like suicide, doesn't it? Like. Or like an accidental death, like...
That's what I was wondering with the kick in the bucket. Is it like a hanging thing?
Or like... Oh, hello, Clarky!
Is it the bucket?
I kind of didn't want to say that because it's just a bit grim.
But so, this is the bucket that you would put under somebody and you kick it away.
Producer Emma is giving you the knowledgeable nod to say...
Yeah. Have you got the info on this? Have you got the scoop?
Yeah, that's what they... There's disputed origins, but it's either hanging, suicide, or killing pigs. So it's not cheerful. Not cheerful.
He really killed the pigs on that.
Oh, he really killed the. He milked the pigs.
He milked the pigs.
He milked the cows, and then he beat them to the pigs to death with the cow's bucket.
Pigs milk, right? Pigs have got milk. You can milk a pig, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you believe
you me.
Baby.
And let me tell you, the first time you try and milk a pig, you're not that great at it.
But you keep going.
The second time, practice makes perfect. Let me tell you now, I have milked a pig 69 times.
Guys, the giddy list has got its first entry. Number one, milk a pig.
Have you ever milked any animal?
Great question. No.
That is a good question.
Thank you.
In like the top trumps of life. And I'll tell you what, this is a sign of how times have changed. Because you go back 60 years, 70 years, 80 years, 2 million years.
2 million years. Right.
You go back 100 years, everyone's milked something, right?
So you're saying if we went back now to 1920, to the roaring 20s, to the jazz era, you stroll up to F. Scott and say, Mr. Fitzgerald, huge fan of your literature, could you tell me, have you milked a goat? He'd say, it's funny you should say that, boy. Yes, I have. And then dance away in his spats.
Yeah. There I was, stood on the harbour wall, looking across the water at a green light, the tide ebbing and flowing, and I milked that sheep right into my garb.
Yeah, that was the original. That was the first draft of The Great Gatsby, wasn't it? It was The Great Gatsby.
It was about a bloke
a bloke milking a goat into his own mouth.
The Bad Goatsby, it was called.
The Bad Goatsby.
Oh, this goat has gone off.
Okay. Well, yeah.
You've never milked an animal though.
No, but I think to finish
ago,
that thought, you go back to the '20s.
Yeah.
People, they're jazzing at night, they're milking during the day, right?
Which animal do you think has got the best milk?
We're having a milk off, kids.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go with the cow, because that's the most popular one.
Isn't it that they produce the most?
Oh, it's a good point, actually. Yeah, so I guess... So
there's going to be like an exquisite...
I doubt they did... Yeah, that's rare. It. Did they do a taste test on all animals and went, right, the cow's the best, so we're going to focus on that? Or was it more about convenience?
It's about the volume, yeah. So
they don't want you to know how good gerbil's milk is because they can't afford to meet the demand.
Because if you got a gerbil and tried to milk it directly into your gob, it'd be like a little Capri Sun, wouldn't it?
That's not a bad idea.
It would just squeeze into nothing, that poor little gerbil. It can't handle it. It's got to suckle its young. What about
it does have to suckle its young.
What about duck's milk?
Duck's milk.
I think that's got to be nice, hasn't it?
Yeah, I bet. Ducks are delicious.
That's what I was going on. Ducks are delicious. Cows are delicious. So ducks, chickens, lamb. Well, that's sheep's milk.
This sounds like a terrible advert. Ducks are delicious, so try duck's milk.
It's not a bad idea. We could get, because you know what, alternative milk is very popular at the moment. Admittedly, it's less animal based, more nut and oat and hemp and that kind of stuff. But if we could come up with a way of ethically sourcing duck's milk, we could be onto
I'm putting it on the giddy list. Start a milk business. The giddy list is very milk heavy at the moment.
It's a little milk heavy, isn't it?
It's not very skills based. At the moment on the giddy list, I've got to milk a pig and then start a milk business.
Can I ask you, have you seen all of Sean Penn's movies? Because he made a wonderful biopic of Harvey Milk, which I believe that will be your next thing. Pop it on the... Have you?
Is it, what film's that called? Dead Man Walking?
Could have been.
What's your last meal, boy? Rat's milk.
Do you know why the guy, the guy who killed Harvey Milk, do you know why he got acquitted?
No.
Is it funny?
Yes. He said he was...
I was trying to think of it. Go on.
It's a good question because, you know, when you talk
please
about...
Please don't preface about, things I say with that. I'd never bloody say another word.
I didn't mean to put pressure on you by saying that. It's like, I just remember the last time you told me how brilliantly funny the Lee Harvey Oswald story was. And then it was just Jack Ruby in an underground car park.
You've got to admit,
that's
though.
That's not a punchline.
You know, you've got to admit that's a funny photo.
It's an intriguing effort.
Have you not been to my Tumblr page? It's just that photo with a variety of silly captions. I've got a lot of likes for our Chihuahua. It's just a picture of Lee Harvey. Oi, our Chihuahua.
There are worse not, Tumblr sites out there.
No milk today, please.
Oh, apologies to anyone who is affected by the Lee Harvey Oswald story there, of course. We miss him every day.
Of course. Never forget.
Never forget. We sort of moved on from the topic. I don't know how funny it is to go back to it. We're going to tell you anyway.
Oh, boy. It better be really funny now.
Because any time you say, oh, is the reason someone got acquitted of a hate crime funny? But the answer is rarely yes, isn't it? But I'm going to go with it anyway.
It's never stopped you in the past.
It's never stopped me in the past. You know what? When I see that something isn't looking great, there are two roads you can take: backwards and forwards. And you know what? I'm going under the fucking steamroller every time, baby, every time. He claimed he'd gone insane because he'd eaten so much fast food.
Ah,
which feels very much from the sort of the little black book of Brian Harvey's Big Book of Excuses, isn't it? Like,
I've been drinking a lot of duck's milk recently.
Oh God, I'm dangerously addicted to duck's milk.
I had a bad goat curry last night, and I've gone ballistic.
I was halfway through making this documentary called Super Size Me.
Yeah, exactly. Watch out for Spurlock. You know, if you honestly, if you see Spurlock on a tear coming down your street, wide berth straight away. Not just because of social distancing reasons, but also because of, he might shoot you.
And also because he's really fat.
Yeah. Also, he's a chubby old fellow, but then you know what? Eats a lot of McDonald's, the boy. Eats a lot of McDonald's, that boy.
So, just very quickly, kicking the bucket.
Yes.
Here we was go. Related to hanging. Do you know that's also the case with falling off the wagon?
Is what? It?
So apparently, you're put on the back of a wagon to be carted off to be hung, and they let you stop off. If they stopped off at a watering hole or a tavern, I call it watering hole.
Sure.
They'd let you off the wagon to have a drink and then get back on to go and be hung.
Did you get...
I was told.
Did you get the drinks?
I was told.
Did you get the drinks for free?
Is there are you going to put yourself up for hanging?
It's not a bad idea, is it? I mean, money's a little bit tight at the moment. If I can get a Club Tropicana situation going on, I reckon.
You know that's what the song Club Tropicana is about.
Is it Club Tropicana is about a man going to his death at the gallows?
It is. It's in there in the subtext. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you say that because you know Led Zeppelin's Gallows Pole.
Oh yeah,
that's about an 18 to 30 holiday, would you believe?
It's about a nightclub in Ibiza.
I don't believe it.
It's a weird twist of events. That.
Really strange that Copacabana by Barry Manilow. That is about a man famously. On death row.
Famously,
exactly.
The Mercy Seat by Nick Cave.
Yep. And the Bad Seeds. And the Bad Seeds.
That
is of course about a lovely, lovely mini break in Ibiza.
It's a wonderful holiday that all went on.
Guys, I've got some terrible tragic news about what the Venga bus is about.
Oh no.
No one got off that bus.
Please, a whole busload.
Please,
no
take
one
me
got
off.
Off
please,
the
Warden.
Bus.
Please, Warden. I'm an innocent man. Let me off the Venga bus to have a little. You know what?
Imagine if the Venga bus is coming, replaces Kick the Bucket in years to like in 150 years time. People are saying, so what is the origin of the Venga bus is coming? And it'd be like it was a song back in the day.
Auntie Margaret. Yeah.
The Venga bus came for her last night.
Yeah, she came for her. So sad.
If the doctor says, look, I don't know how to break this to you, but the Venga bus is on its way.
I reckon the Venga bus is going to be here in, I mean, if you're lucky, a month.
Six.
But I reckon you should start start prepping your MOT, mate, because
it's your driver is on its way.
Your driver is dropping somebody off.
It's just completing
just around
a trip
the
nearby.
Just completing a trip nearby, exactly. The Venga bus is coming.
That's quite a nice phrase, then, isn't it, for when you find out you're terminally ill?
Ask not for whom the Venga bus is coming. It comes for thee. Kick a bucket of knives, whoop, straight onto your head. So we've got to ask, Tom...
How long have I got left to live?
How long have you got left? I wouldn't make that giddy list too long.
Hang on 2 seconds. Someone's just at the door.
Oh, yeah.
Jack Ruby? Hi, Jim Mama!
House meeting. The socks only useful for putting your feet in.
House meeting.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Do you think anyone ever sold themselves as like a Jack Ruby lookalike kind of? You know, like you have lookalikes for everyone.
Yeah.
Do you think there was anyone who was like a Jack Ruby and you could have like a Jack Ruby-agram? And it's like your mate's birthday and there's a knock at the door and like he steps forward and goes, happy birthday.
And then has one of those little guns that, yeah, the little the little thing comes out and the flag drops down and it says happy birthday on it. And you think Jack Ruby's about to bump you off before you go to trial. It's not a terrible idea, actually. I only know Jack Ruby from his
Were you
clothes.
About to ask which one of us looks the most like Jack Ruby?
Yeah, because I think it might be you, Parry. Jack Ruby, he didn't have a beard.
It's a great question.
He didn't have a beard, admittedly, and you're sporting a beard currently. But
I can get rid of it if it's good for the business.
If it's good to make a little bit of cash to fund the old giddy list. This is quite a heartwarming story now, I hear it, isn't it? That, you know, this is what we need in these troubled times. Is this young man who was having a bit of a midlife crisis? It'll appeal to a lot of people.
Young man.
No, I'm still going to call you a young man. You're not yet 40. Come December 16th, forget it. All bets are off. But up until that point,
it's dead man walking.
It's absolutely dead man walking. This young gentleman, he was having something of a midlife crisis. People can relate to that. Loads of people have these midlife crises at any stage in their life. He decided to impersonate Jack Ruby. He started his own business and used that
money.
He
dared to dream.
He used that money to milk a goat. Now this, if that isn't a fantastic and finally story, then I don't know what is. This is going
to... It's certainly the kind of story that Ricky Gervais's character would pretend to have to report on in Afterlife.
In Afterlife. It's exactly what it would be.
I imagine. I haven't watched it, but I imagine that's the kind of the kind of thing.
And Ricky Gervais would, literally the scene before it, sit down with an old person and go, "I'm just going to be kind from now on. I'm just going to be going to be as kind as I possibly can." And then he would
jump cut
to him calling the person who milked a goat a total cunt, and then end of scene. Punchline, end of scene.
Big long pause.
big long pause, then end
fill,
of scene.
Try and fill the half an hour slot.
Yes. Well, but yeah, absolutely. But you know what? If I was a local journalist, and who knows? It's on my giddy list. If I was a local journalist...
You'd be a great local journalist.
You would, actually, yeah.
I think I take interest in people. I'm often interested in things that other people then tell me, very boring.
Yes.
So,
you and Clarkie's newspaper. No one's reading it apart from you two.
No one's reading it, but we are having a hell of a time reporting.
Every day is a no news day.
Yeah, be like, it's the big scoop. The name of your newspaper should be called the 18th of April.
Oh, I love the the 18th of April. We've got some absolutely rollicking stories that nobody cares about.
It'd be really nice to have a bulletin every day, and it's like, welcome to our show, where every day is the 18th of April.
No news today.
Man milks pig.
Get your piano out.
You know, coming up.
Coming up, live in the studio.
I think if you're milking a pig, don't use the phrase coming up. I think just man milks pig, I think, is the headline we'd go with there.
Welcome to the 18th of April. Clarkie is going to be with a bucket of knives.
I'm going to be with it. Am I going to be intimate with this bucket of knives?
I think you guys have really been thrown by the phrase coming up. The 18th of April isn't a bulletin where everyone jizzes in every story.
It's not a porno. It's not a grumble mag. I reckon
no news porno.
I reckon a grumble.
If you don't like your
a grumble mag, yeah, a grumble mag where every page is Clarkie enacting one of his anecdotes in a saucy way.
Yeah, because you know what's ruining most grumble mags out there is their modern, their news stories. No one wants current affairs in their grumble mags.
Exactly.
The 18th of April is a grumble mag with a difference.
Yeah,
it's got Clarkie in every single photo.
Yeah,
and it's got no news in it whatsoever.
And people can read it and milk themselves. And the headline is "You're learning as you're churning," because people are churning away on their old todgers, looking at a picture of Clarkie having sex with a bird feeder, and
right. Crosby, what? I'm going to take it back. I don't think you'd be good as a local news reporter.
But if you keep trying, eventually...
It's my first day on the job.
No, learning as you're churning, that's the slogan for our milk business.
Learning as you're churning. Yes, 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 yes.
Can I just ask what kind of milk we're selling now?
Right, this so it's, well, like, it's a variety.
It's a variety of milk. So we've got a load of facts.
It's savoury tasting.
A load of facts about ducks on the side of the duck's milk. So you're reading you're reading about the facts about... I think...
I can get on board with this.
Can I...
Confusingly, a load of facts about ducks on the gerbil's milk carton.
Oh,
well.
Hey!
Oh, hey, Clucky.
Oh, hey, Clucky.
I just thought about the milks. Hippos, they have pink milk. Bet that's a good milk.
Whoa. We're learning and we're churning, everyone.
We're learning and churning. This is great stuff.
If it doesn't taste of strawberry, though, are people going to be disappointed?
That's true.
There's that's a pink true. Milk in front of you.
Absolutely, milk. Because part of taste is sight, isn't it? That you know the if you see something that's pink, and you just your brain automatically gets it preps itself, doesn't it? It preps itself for that taste. Could you? Is that why Chambourcy Moose used to advertise using those hippos diving into a swimming pool because they were little pink mooses?
Oh, they were, weren't they? I don't
maybe.
Know.
Maybe. We'll never know.
We'll never know. Unfortunately,
listen,
we'll
dear,
know.
Have you drank hippo's milk? Get in touch.
Oh, yes, please.
Happysflatshare@gmail.com. Get in touch if you drank hippo's milk. Get in touch if you know the answer behind the Chambourcy Moose adverts.
What's the weirdest milk you've had? And was it delicious?
Listener dear, do you want to work for the 18th of April Milk Company? Get in touch. You will learn. You will churn. You will probably have to work for minimum wage.
Yeah. It's one of these startups, so it's going to be a commission-based... commission-based salary, I'm afraid.
But it'll look great on your CV.
It's just good experience, you know. You're working with three of the best, experience. You know.
Your CV, or as we like to call it, your giddy list.
Yeah, exactly. It's great. It's great for the giddy
list. Oh, hold on. Is that what your giddy list is? You're already just putting it on your CV. Horse riding? Yeah.
I reckon I'd be good at it.
It's on the way. It's on the way. Don't worry about it.
Hang on, Clarky, didn't you stick that on your spotlight thing quite early doors that you could horse ride?
No.
Sword fight?
Probably.
You could sword fight. I reckon you could sword fight. They're never
I had one lesson once.
They're never going to ask you. If you got a job as one of the musketeers, and that I think could still happen, and you've got to do a little bit of sword fighting for a TV job or for an advert or whatever, then I think they train you up. I reckon you've got enough natural nous when it comes to what I call the bucket of knives, then that you'd be able to do it.
It's all things that people could do day to day back in the 20s. And I'll keep going on about this, but milking things, horse riding, sword fighting. That was just like a Thursday in the 20s.
I think you haven't gone back far enough. You're talking about the 1920s here. Everyone could ride a horse in the 1920s.
Everyone was riding a horse in the 20s. F. Scott Fitzgerald.
You know all those flappers who did those dances?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They originally did it with like knives and shields.
Did they? Is that so? It's like a form. It's like a form of fighting.
Yeah, it's like the wax
it's
on.
It's a form
wax
of self defense.
It's like the wax on, wax off thing. You just.
You well, I tell you, wax it. Off. Anyone reading the 18th of April, Grumble Mag, because we've got a gorgeous picture of Clarkie pretending to, he's done up like a like one of those flapper girls, and he's got a sword and armor that's only just about protecting his modesty.
Crosby, can I ask you a question?
Always.
You know when you said photo, do you mean a drawing that you've been doing as part of your drawing club?
It's a drawing that I've inadvertently...
Please don't show that to your niece.
Please don't send it to the WhatsApp group.
No, that's not good. The family's not going to see the drawing.
Also, Crosby, that isn't a sword.
I tell you what, 18th of April, illustrated, is something that listener dears can expect on their doorstep, coming soon, if you will only give... $200 to Patreon.
Yes, absolutely. If you join the Patreon at the $200 a day level, we will draw you a nude photo of Clarkie once a year.
The 18th of April Illustrated, as it's known.
The 18th of April Illustrated.
Confusingly, it won't arrive on your doorstep on the 18th of April.
We might promise it will, but...
hey, that's something else that's on my giddy list. Let's not worry about that.
He says wearing one of the t-shirts.
Yeah, you're literally wearing one of the t-shirts as we record this, and you still haven't sent, and I can tell you now, people have sent their t-shirt sizes, please.
It's on the giddy list, everyone.
Okay, the t-shirts are on the giddy list.
Exactly right.
Well, do you want us to nominate one thing to go on your to go on your giddy list?
What a lovely way to finish!
I think that would be a good thing to do.
Okay, and I'll give it a good go. I promise.
Okay, because this is something I've always wanted to do, ever since I saw the movie Back to the Future.
Phew! For a minute there, I thought you were going to say milk. Go on. It eats so much fast food
that you go insane.
That I don't know what I'm doing for 24 hours.
And commit a murder. No, not that. But I would like to see you, Tom Parry, before you're 40, learn how to skateboard.
Oh! Jesus! I dreamt last night that I was a skateboarder.
Whoa!
No. Bloody hell!
What? That's mad.
That's so weird.
Is that...
So, you just broke my dream. I dreamt that I was skateboarding.
Wow.
Is that a phrase? Broke your dream? I like that.
I think so.
That does happen, doesn't it? Sometimes you'll be like...
Yeah,
mid-conversation.
A thing from your dream will suddenly pop in. So what was
you
the...
broke
what,
my dream.
What
yeah,
was the context of the... what was the context of the dream, by the way? What was
there? There were three different skateboards. My brother was skateboarding on the good one. I was skating on a really bad one. And then there was another one that was better, but I couldn't get hold of it. Gosh.
This is like the dream. This is like the dream from Joseph and his Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. My skateboard was shit, but yours was good. Why can't I have that one? It's because you know the truth. I am the chosen son. Is that what it is? It's like it's got it's to do with. So talk us through it again. You've got a skateboard that you were on a skateboard that wasn't very good.
My brother was on a skateboard that was really good, yeah. And there was a skateboard that was better, but I couldn't get hold of it.
It's classic sibling rivalry. But what,
that is like Joseph. Maybe it's all these family quizzes that we're doing. It's really got into my psyche.
I think this is it. Do you think your brother is handling lockdown better than you? Do you think that's the reason behind it?
Have you met my brother? His name's Tony Hawks.
Ah, now it's fitting into place. Yeah, yeah. He went round Ireland with a fridge.
Oh God. Oh, that is a beautiful bit of... That is a classic
Crosby reference.
Can I tell
you, folks, I really mean that. Let me tell you now, I really mean that. That's a big shout out to all my Morris Minor and the Majors fans out there.
That was straight from the humour pages of the 18th of April newsletter.
Try getting a lock onto that, mate.
Clarky, what do you want me to stick on the giddy list?
I want you to try and learn how to do a good Andy Murray impression.
Scottish accent, love it. Love it, everything about it. Can I just say as well, very quickly, we'll get back to the accents in a second, but you reminded me that I had a dream last night. This is a weird dream. I dreamt that I was chatting to Claire Balding.
Oh yeah.
And Toxfig was over in the corner, and she pointed over to Toxfig and went, "It's a little bit of an inside showbiz secret. No one knows this, but I'm her mother." So Claire Balding was saying, "I'm Toxfig's mother."
That can't be right.
Yeah, that was. I mean, it isn't right.
No,
but it's what I dreamt.
If anything, I'd have had it the other way.
Yes,
I'd have had
it
the other way.
Of course, you would, because of the ages.
The obvious reason.
Hey, call me a maverick. Sure. I'd have had it the other way around.
Sure, call you a maverick, but you view time in a very sort of lateral,
linear way,
exactly. So the dream is at the end of this. For your 40th birthday, you're going to skate. Hopefully, we'll be able to. There'll be pubs open. You're going to skateboard up to the pub and say, "Hoots mon, let's have a drink." And
people are going to go, "Andy Murray's here."
And they're going to go, "Andy Murray's here. How many pints do you want, Andy?"
I go, "Who wants to join me afterwards for a Jack Ruby Murray?"
"Oh, Jack Ruby Murray, don't mind if I do.
A curry so good that you'll get shot."
What? Who can turn that down?
Great.
So
I feel like I'm on it.
Great. On it like a car bonnet. And by the way, if you do see a car bonnet, do grab onto it and pull yourself along Back to the Future style.
On a skateboard, yeah.
A bonnet, that's never a good idea.
Actually, good point. Bonnets. Bonnet is the bit you want to run over the bonnet.
Just pull yourself.
Yeah. Bumper. Bumper is the bit of the car you
Yeah, if you start trying to do that on the car bonnet, you're going to end up kicking the bucket of knives. Oh, yeah. don't grab the bonnet of the Wenger. You'll be grabbing the bonnet of the Wenger bus.
He grabbed the bonnet of the Wenger bus and hung on just too hard.
Rode it all the way to Valhalla.
No milk today.
House meeting.
Goat impressions. Let's hear you bleating.
House meeting.
Well, there you go, eh? As house meetings go. I was going to say, never mind.
No, go on. You know what? Have the courage of your convictions, Tom, because I love
Come
to...
Come on, Parry. We'll back you up no matter
as
what.
As house meetings go, talk us through
oh,
it.
Oh, no. What I wanted to say was, as a house meeting, that takes some beating. But I said, as house meetings go...
That takes some beating.
Some
Whoa!
Beating.
Listen.
There you go.
As we've learned from the Patreon Neighbourhood Watch roll call, we're nothing if not experts at boxing ourselves into a corner with a rhyme.
Absolutely, yeah. Right. Absolutely right. What a treat that was. And thanks for joining us. Please look after yourselves. Stay alert.
Do stay alert, guys. Can't stress that enough.
Can't stress that enough. And also be honest.
And be fair in 2020.
And be fair, yeah.
Be fair in 2020 when you're staying alert, okay? Please get in touch. Today's episode was produced by Emma Corsham.
Corsham
team. Corsham team. Otherwise, we'll see you on the other side. Much love. Cheers, everyone.
Bye.
Please be upstanding for the Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call. Pray silence. Oh. Hold your balls. Tickle your fanny. Get real juicy.
Oh,
yeah.
This is a sexy episode, is it?
Oh my
it's a
dirty, God.
It's a grub one.
That's right,
it's a
yeah.
Grub ep.
You're going to be so turned on, Matthew. Oh. You're going to be so turned on, Ben.
Oh, yeah.
Tom's going to jizz his balls out when they meet Letitia Hen.
Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. Oh, all right, okay, here we go. I'm revving myself up. I'm getting myself in the zone. You know what? I'm in the mood for having full on consensual penetrative intercourse with all of our Patreons. Let me tell you, I'm going to get them all together.
Oh.
And we're going to have an absolute... Oh, okay. You're right there, Tom. I should have run the idea past you first.
Yeah, sorry. Sorry.
Not again.
So I can only apologise.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to get all our patrons together and we're going to have an orgy.
But first of all,
I'm going to get going on Barbara Mendes Georgie.
I've got to tell you guys, I've already God. Had full-on penetrative sex with one of our patrons.
Whoa. No! That's against our code.
I jumped in front of the orgy. I couldn't help myself. And now, I'll tell you this, my genitals are on absolute fire.
Whoa!
That's a shame.
Because I did it with Punchy Pariah.
Oh, I've got a confession to make, guys.
Oh, no. What is it?
I wanted to have full penetrative sex with one of our patrons.
Who's that?
I had to stop myself. I whacked myself up the dick with a metal bar. But it still didn't stop me having full penetrative action with Aaron Omar.
Oh,
I can only apologise.
Oh, guys, I got another confession to make.
Oh, God, what's happened?
I've been having incredibly impure thoughts.
No.
I've been having absolute randy thoughts about one of our Patreons.
You're only fucking human, Star.
And I've been fucking humans all over the place. Most of them Patreons.
Most of them?
Oh, I've branched out.
No, that's not what we discussed. You can only fuck a Patreon.
I know, but a man's got to live, isn't he? A man's got to live.
Oh, no. Who's this non-Patreon you've been fucking, blood?
Well, I can't. All right, Zayn Malik.
Oh, you're only fucking human, star.
I got another confession.
Confession to make.
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
Oh, I tell you what.
Talk us through it. Go on.
I've been waggling my knob all over the place.
Oh, no. I've heard, mate. It's only going in one direction as well, isn't it?
It's been going... It's been going out. It's been going in. I've been waggling it in front of the men. I've been waggling it in front of the women's.
What?
And I've waggled it in front of Sarah Simmons.
Oh, blimey.
Oh, God.
It's a real beauty, isn't it?
And it's a real treat.
Clarky, I'm right there with anticipation for this one.
Clarky, mate.
He's got another confession to make.
Well, I've been... I tell you what.
What?
Go on, what? I've been trying to save it.
Oh?
I've been absolutely trying to save it.
He's been reserving it.
I've been reserving it all.
You've been holding it back.
Hold it back, baby.
I got another confession to make. He's got another confession to me!
I'm a one-way motorway! Visiting is pretty! Visiting is
not a bird!
Not a live. What it would be me! Made my way back home when I learned to fly, yeah!
Put your hands on!
It's your letters!
Don't put your hands on! I've been trying to save it!
I've been trying to save it!
But I can't help myself! I can't help myself!
Drink cider from a lemon.
Mr. Ryder! Why don't you tell it like it really is?
All over the front page, you give me a road rage, racing through the best days.
I don't know why Bjork was singing that.
Guys, I've been trying to...
Clarky, I think at this stage you can probably just say his name.
I can't hold it back anymore. He's bringing me to the verge. It's Michael Klingenberg.
And that concludes this week's Neighbourhood Watch Patreon roll call!
Baby!
I got blisters on my fingers!
I got blisters on my Patreon!
Did we pass the audition?
No.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.